Okay, so Mara wanted to say that we have two brises, whether what's it called, Beis HaKnesses is Metame Benigayim or not. So first the Gemara answered, one is Reb Meir and one is Reb Yehuda. Same halacha as mezuzah. If it's not bayis hameyuchad lo, so it's not chayiv mezuzah. The Meir says you chayiv, and the Chachomim potrim, and the Gemara says iboy seima hava harabon. We're on the bottom of the Yudalef days. The lokasha, both are the rabbanim. Had the ispei beis dira, had the lespei beis dira. Depends if the Beis HaKnesses has an apartment for the Shamas. Then it's a beis dira. The Beis HaKnesses and needs a mezuzah. If it doesn't have a Beis Dira, then it's a regular Beis HaKnesses, doesn't need a mezuzah. Both are talking where there is no apartment for the Shamas. It makes a difference whether the Beis HaKnesses is a big city shul or a shul on a moshav. Right, the Krochim, Shumakum, Shvakim, Wiskapsim, Sham, Mikolis Harbeit. People come from all over to a shul in a big city, so it's impossible to say it's miyuchad for anybody specifically. The yasir lechol habolis bal, anybody who comes there, it's made for them. The ain lebailim miyuchadim, the kfarim called bailim nikarim, but in a kfar the bailim of the Beis HaKnesses are nikar. So it's a Beis HaKnesses shoshutfin. The ariyuk bayis shoshutfin. Where it says it comes out according to this answer, the Beis HaKnesses of Krochim, it does not chayiv mezuzah and it's not metami b'negoyim. Udi Krochim ain't metami b'negoyim. V'atanya achuzaschem, achuzaschem metami b'negoyim. V'ein Yerushalayim metami b'negoyim. Right? It says only that which was given to an achuzah to all Klal Yisrael. But Yerushalayim is not metami b'negoyim. We'll see in 1 second why. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, not the whole Yerushalayim, only the Makom HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash itself is Pater from Mezuzahs. Right? Except for, and this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso, that Lishkas Parhedrin did have a mezuzah, but only they shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol was published with Esra Asurim. But otherwise, all the places, the Lishkos in the Beis HaMikdash are Pater from Mezuzah. Samara says, Ha Bate Knesios, Ha Bate Midrashos, Metam Benegoy. It's only Yerushalayim or the Mikdash. But taking a seal to batim at rashos are yes matami ben goyim and they are chayiv mezuzah. The afal gab the krochim ninu, even though they're similar to mikdash in Yerushalayim, which is like krochim where everybody comes there. So ema am Rabbi Yehuda ani lo shamati al makom nekudesh bilvad. No, so you have to read Rabbi Yehuda differently. Not makom on mikdash is excluded, but any makom nekudesh, which is not miyuchad for dira, that also is part of mezuzah. Gemara says, "Michael, mifugi, what's the machlokas? Whether Yerushalayim is metami benegoyim or not, right? Or dafka the makom hamekudesh, the makom hamekudashim, but not Yerushalayim itself, right? The regular houses in Yerushalayim, the Tanakama holds are chayiv. In what's it called? The Tanakama holds are potter from mezuzah, and Rabbi Yehuda holds are chayiv. Only makom mekudesh or makom nikdash is potter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama saw Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim." Tanakhama holds that Yerushalayim was never divided up to Shvatim. So it's a nechus of all of Klal Yisrael, so it's not called Achuzaschem. No one got an Achuzah there. It's shared by everybody. So it's not an Achuzah of any specific Shevet. So it's not even Shutvim. It's less than Shutvim. It's like a corporation. Rabbi Yehuda saw Yerushalayim is Chalkal Shvatim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim was taka split up to Shvatim. It belongs to a specific Shevet. And that's good enough to be what's it called, to be Metami Benigoyim. That's called Achuzaschem. It was given over as an Achuza to specific Shvatim. Ve'en Yerushalayim Metami Benigoyim, She'en Achuza Lahem. It was never given over as an inheritance. Kesover lo nischalka l'shevet Yehuda ben Yamin al kol ha'shvatim shavim ba. It was equal to all the shvatim, and mele it's a corporate kind of thing. It's not the nechus of any specific shevet. Ani lo shamati kesover nischalka l'shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Yerushalayim is chayiv ben mezuzah, is chayiv ben egoyim, is metami ben egoyim, because he holds that it was split up to specific shvatim, specifically ben Yamin and Yehuda, like we'll see. Elamakom mikdash bavad kishakon the David as goren aravnam hayavusi gava hakesed mikol shevet the shevet kiramim b'sifri v'shitas kodshim. The makom mikdash taka was not given over to any specific shevet. Makom mikdash was like a corporation of Klal Yisrael. and all the money that was made for bought for that place was done from all of Klal Yisrael. The Ma'akam Mitzligir Behudav Rabbanin, right? The Machlokas is whether Yerushalayim is in Schauk or Shvat or not. The Chazon Ish learns that a Vadai in the beginning, Yerushalayim, before they, what's it called, knew that Yerushalayim was going to be a Makam HaMikdash. That didn't happen until the time of David. In the time of Yoshua, they Vadai gave Yerushalayim to the two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, like we'll see. But the question is, later on, right, Yehuda and Binyamin relinquished their rights over Yerushalayim and became the Neches of all of Klal Yisrael. That's the man the Omer says, Lo Nischalko Shvatim. Doesn't mean it never was Nischalko Shvatim. It means ultimately it wasn't Nischalko Shvatim. But in the end it was. It wasn't. And the other man the Omer says, no, they never relinquished the rights on Yerushalayim and remained in the Nachla of Yehuda and Binyamin. With Plugs of the Hani Tanoi. And they're arguing, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in the Machlokas of the following Tanoim. The Tanya, Mahayu Bechelko She Yehuda. What was in the chelik of Yehuda? Harabayis, halishkos, v'azoros. Right? Harabayis, the lishkos, and the azoros. Umahayo bechelkos of Binyamin. And what was in the chelik of Binyamin? Ulam, the heichal, ubeis kodshi akadoshim. Uritsu, ahoyse, yotse, mechelkos of Yehuda, v'nechneses, the chelkos of Binyamin. There was a small island of land that extended from the chelik of Yehuda into the chelik of Binyamin. Ubohayim is beach bonoi. And on that portion was the Mizbeach built, so the Mizbeach was in the Nachla of Yehuda. Binyamin atzadik hayim mitzta'ir aleha levala b'chol yom. And Binyamin was chalished to be able to take over that area and incorporate it in his shevet. That he should have the Mizbeach in his chelik also. Shenemar chofeif alav kol hayom. Lefichach, that chofeif means he had this gaguim for that place all day. That's why Yosef Binyamin was Zocha, that the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Shechina should be in his Chelik. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the Chelik of Binyamin. So this Tana holds the horror that Yerushalayim was in Schalik L'Shvatim. So the Chazon Ish says, well, nice, and maybe this Bryce is going on what's it called before. It was Nischalik. In other words, it really was in the Chelik of Binyamin and Yehuda. It's just that they were mevater to give all of Klal Yisrael a schus shimush. So what's the raya from here that it wasn't in their chelik? Right, from the Chazon Ish mashma that they never relinquished their chelik completely. They just gave a schus shimush to all of Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, it still remained in their chelik be'etzim. So he says it could be that since the Maaseh were going to relinquish their rights, so what was the big deal whether the Mizbeach was in his thing? Anyway, he's going to relinquish the rights to it. So what was the big deal of Binyamin HaTzadik wanting to be in his chelik if in the end it wasn't going to remain that way anyway? And the heart of the Raya is Poshet, because it's talking about the time after they built the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishkos, Azoros, right? It wasn't talking about when they originally split it up, when it was an empty mountain, right? When did they relinquish the rights? When they built the Beis HaMikdash. So this Bryce is talking about after the Beis HaMikdash was built. The following Tana holds, so this Tana holds that Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim, Binyamin and Yehuda. And the other Tana holds Yerushalayim was not Nischalik L'Shvatim. The Tanya, Ein Maskirim Batim B'Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to rent houses in Yerushalayim. You can't take rent in Yerushalayim. Okay, this is a little bit different than today. But the She'ena Shalahem, right, and they say Taka today doesn't apply, because only applied when Yerushalayim was Taka, Oli Regalim, whatever, and since it wasn't a Schalik L'Shvatim, everybody owned it equally, and everybody had a right to come, and you couldn't take rent. Today, though, basically the land was taken away from us. Whoever buys land in Yerushalayim bought it from Goyim, so they have their own, and there's no Oli Regalim, so in the Mela, what's it called, people have their own personal rights. They can take and take rent, and plenty of it. Rabbi Lezer, you can't even rent beds. Not only you can't rent the apartment, you can't rent the beds, because they're sitting on the ground that belongs to everybody. And it doesn't mean you can't rent it at all. I can take money for my bed, but I can't take money for the bed and the place, so I can't charge an amount that would take into consideration the place that the bed's onto. And therefore, the people who owned apartments and let people stay there when they came Aliyah L'Regel, right? So they, what's it called, gave the people who brought their korbanos, the korbanos during the Regel, the hides of those animals went to the landlords. That was their rent. right? That was the minhag. The minhag was to leave the hides by the landlord. Amar Abaya, Shema Mino, Oreach Ara LeMishpach Inish Gulfa UMashcha LeUshpiza. Right. Therefore, it's not only there. Whenever you're a guest and you don't pay rent, the minhag is to leave something for the balabayas. So, what do you leave? If you have an animal that you slaughtered, leave him the hide. If you have a bottle that you used, leave him the empty bottle so you can bring it back for deposit. Whatever. What's it called? Those are the things you leave for the landlord. Okay, Rashi. Harabayas v'halishkos v'azoros. Sad HaMizrachi, this is on the east side, Roch of Harabayas, and this is the width of the Harabayas, was the Ezras Noshim, Kula, the Ezras Yisrael Kula, the whole Ezras Noshim, the whole Ezras Yisrael, Yud Aleph Amas Shel Mokum Ragli Drisa Sakohanim, Lahala Miragli Yisrael, the 11 Amas where only Kohanim could go. And that's where by the Mizbeach, Visham HaMizbeach Masel, that's where the Mizbeach starts. After all that, that's the Mizbeach. Mishom lemara b'chelkos of Binyamin. From there westward was in the chelik of Binyamin. Till there was in the chelik of Yehuda. Elish b'makom Moshev haMizbeach yotzer ritzua mechelkos of Yehuda v'nichnasol akerem mizrachis dromus. But in the place of the Mizbeach there was like a little island that extended from Yehuda's chelik into the chelik of Binyamin, and therefore the southeast corner of the Mizbeach was in the chelik of Yehuda. Like a guy who you scratch against something, right? The person can't, he's uncomfortable, so he's very uncomfortable scratching around all day because of this part of the Mizbeach that wasn't in his chelet. Lashon Nazir Yachuf Rosho, scratches his head. So Binyamin was zocher because he had such kaguin to have the entire mizbeach in his chelek that he got the shchina in his chelek. He got the kodesh hakadoshim there. The high tana the lekamon sover lo nischalka. So the first tana holds that Yerushalayim was nischalka shvat. Binyamin had a chelek in Yehuda. It wasn't the chelek of all of Klal Yisrael. The high nu tanoi, and this tana we're going to say now holds that it was not nischalik lishvatim, right? Which is the tana oros kodshim shal shalmi chagiga v'simcha shaoli regalim shoftim v'ochlim shom. The skins that didn't go to the kohanim, right? By shlomim shalmi simcha, right? That oli regalim bring, because the ola, the skin goes to the kohen, whoever is makriv the korban, that kohen gets the hide. But Shlomim, Torah doesn't say the skin goes to the Kohen, the Bailim keep it. So since they got free rent, they gave the skins of their Korbanos to the Balabatim. Gulfa Kankan Shocheres, or if they had, a bottle, they used the contents, and instead of throwing away the bottle or bring it back for deposit, they gave it to the Balabais. Somebody shechts an animal while he's a guest, he should give the hide to the balabayas. So Mara says, right? Even the ones of kfarim, which we said before, that krachim belong to everybody, so it's like Yerushalayim, shalom ischalik lishvatim, right? And therefore it's not matam b'negoyim. It has to be something that's miyuchad, right? At least to a shevet. That's what we learned. But Kfarim is the Beis HaKnesses and Miyuchad just for that Kfar. People don't come from all over, so it's like Shutfin. Where it says, is that true? That just because the Kfar is Miyuchad to a certain group of people, right? So it's their Shul. So it's like Beis HaShutfin, and it's Metami Ben Egoim, Vatanya La'achuza, Ad Sheyich B'Shuosa. First of all, no house in Eretz Yisrael is Metami Ben Egoim until they conquered Eretz Yisrael. They came into Eretz Israel, they had 14 years of conquering and dividing. Before those 14 years were up, no bias was Matame bin Egoyim. Kav Shuvoso Velo Chalkua. How about when they conquered it, first 7 years, but they didn't divide it yet? Velo Chalkua L'Shvatim. Or afterwards, after the 14 years, Chalkua L'Shvatim Velo Chalkua L'Beisavos. They didn't have a chance yet to divide up according to family. Each family didn't get their Nachla. They call echad makir shalo, or even if they divided it up to families, but each individual person in the larger family didn't get his specific chelik, Talmud Lamur Ubo Asher Lo Habayis Mishim Yuchad Lo. Has to be Miyuchad not to a Shevet, not to one family even. Has to be Miyuchad for one owner who is the owner of that thing. Yatzuelu Shem Yuchadim Lo Elam. So therefore, even a Kfar, which is owned by a specific group of people, right? So it may be Chayev in Mezuzah, but it's not Chayev in what's it called. Negoyim has a different halacha. Negoyim has to be Mamish Miyuchad Lo. A Beis HaShutfim would not be Chayev, it would not be Matami, the Negoyim, even though it's Chayev Mezuzah. So the comparison we made before between Mezuzah and Negoyim is not necessarily the case. What's Matami ben Negoyim is not the same thing as Mezuzah. Comes up by Mezuzah, Mashma, that a Beis HaKnesses of Kfarim is yes Chayev Mezuzah, and a Beis HaKnesses where people can come, anybody can come in, then it's not Chayev Mezuzah. Unless it has a Beis Dira for the Shamas. And that's pretty much the halacha, that a Beis Knesset is plucked from mezuzah mikra din. The minig is to put a mezuzah on the outside door of the shul, just to stamp, without a bracha. Because it's not chayiv mezuzah. And that's what we do, we have a mezuzah. It's not really chayiv mezuzah, but we don't have any apartments here for shamoshim, but okay. See the Rashi. La'achuzah, gabi negoyim ksi. Asher aninosin lachem la'achuzah, le'beis achuzah. Le'beis avos, le'mishpechos. It was divided up families, but no one specific family got their part. Still, not matan min hagoyim. They ain't kol echad ve'echad shelo cholku achuzas hamishpacha ligvorim. Okay. Shemara says elam mechuvarti k'shanina mikara. Better the first answer that we said, not the answer which of kruchim and kfarim. And there's no difference in kruchim and kfarim. The difference is the gabe beis hakneses, whether there's a beis dira, not a beis dira, and so on. Okay, now we go to a new thing. Finish with the halachas of mezuzah, which we got into because we had a shayla whether the Lishkas Barhedrin had a mezuzah or not. Now we're back to the Kohen Gadol. Pshita irabo psul kodim tamiz shachar. It says that they prepared a second understudy, Kohen Gadol, in case something happened to the first one. So if that something happened to the Kohen Gadol, right? So the next guy had to become a Kohen Gadol. To become a Kohen Gadol, we learn, there's two things you need. You need Meshicha B'Shemen, and you need Ribui B'Gadim, to wear the eight B'Gadim, and at a time when you're doing an Avoda. So, and the Chatchila, you need 7 days of Meshicha, and 7 days of wearing the B'Gadim, and after that, you're what's it called, installed as a Kohen Gadol. That's only the Chatchila, B'Dievet, even one day, and even one thing. Either Meshicha B'Shemen, and the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Meshicha B'Shemen. There was no Shemen HaMishka on the second Beis HaMikdash. So there was only Ribui B'Gadim. The only way a Kohen Gadol could be installed as Kohen Gadol was by wearing the eight B'Gadim and doing the Avoda. And if it wasn't the Avoda, it was Meyuchad for Yom Kippur, you could be Nischanech by that Avoda itself. In other words, the Avoda you're doing, you're wearing the eight B'Gadim, the Kohen Gadol, that makes you Nischanech B'Vasachas. You're doing the Avoda and you're becoming Nischanech the Avoda at the same time. But the Avoda of Yom Kippur, you think now, is something that first you have to be a Kohen Gadol. And then you're the person who the Torah says can do this avoda. You can't become nischanech for the avoda of Yom Kippur doing the avoda of Yom Kippur, right? To be nischanech for any avoda, fine. So the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do it. So if the Kohen Gadol does it, he becomes nischanech for avoda through that avoda. They come at the same time. But in order to be the person who does the avoda on Yom Kippur, you have to be the Kohen Gadol. You can't become the Kohen Gadol as you're doing the avoda. So first you have to do something else that makes you the Kohen Gadol, and now the Avodah of Yom Kippur is for you. So if the Kohen Gadol became Pasul, Kodim Tamid Shel Shachar, something happened to him early in the morning before they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, then Mechankin also the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then the new understudy becomes the Kohen Gadol by wearing the eight begadim and making the Tamid Shel Shachar. So now he's the Kohen Gadol. Now when it comes to the special Avodahs of Yom Kippur, he's the Kohen Gadol, so he does them. So he's nischanech with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Ela irabo psul achar Tamid Shel Shachar. What happens if the Kohen Gadol, the original Kohen Gadol, became pasul after they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar? So now they're ready to do the avodos of Yom Kippur, and there's no Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is pasul. The new Kohen Gadol has never been installed as a Kohen Gadol. So he can't do the avodah of Yom Kippur. So what does he do? But me mechanchin also. So what do you machanech? How do you install him that now he should be the Kohen Gadol who's now the one to do the avodah of Yom Kippur? Omer avada barava ba'avnet. You are machanech him by the fact that he's being oveid now with the avnet that is not the same avnet of a Kohen Hedjit. So it's clear that he's the Kohen Gadol. Right? You see Rashi?
He's wearing all Shemayim the Gadol.
What?
He's wearing all Shemayim the Gadol.
No, no, he's not, because now the avod of the Shemayim the Gadol is over. Now is what's left is the avod of Yom Kippur, where he has to wear what's it called, the special begadim. So what's it called? How's he going to mischanich for that?
Yeah,
I'm saying, but everything else the Kohen Gadol did. That's what we're saying. So what's left now is what's lifnai v'lifnim. How's he mischanich for that? That's the question.
If he wasn't before he went with
the psul came after what?
Wasn't all the other
avodas
of Yom Kippur wearing all
the we're talking now where the psul happened after Tomid Shel Shachar, so what's left now is the avodas of Yom Kippur, the pnim. All the avodas chutz, maybe we're done already. Now we'll see in a second. Hold on, one second. Let's see Rashi. But memechan chinosa pshita ira the kohen gadol psul b'yom kippurim kodim Tomid Shel Shachar mechan chinosa v'zeh hamishamish tachta b'Tomid Shel Shachar. Shiyasa hu tamid shal shachar b'shmona begadim. He should make the tamid shal shachar with the eight begadim. V'yehem mechunich lekunu, and then he becomes kohen gadol. Right? Kodim shiagi avodas Yom Kippur. Before the avodas of Yom Kippur come. B'memechan. But if the psul came after the tamid shal shachar, the first kohen made tamid shal shachar. Hari avodas Yom Kippurim shachar hatamid bi'arba begadim. The avodas of Yom Kippur, right, of what's called after the tamid shal shachar, are all done with the arba begadim. All the other things were done, right? Even though the truth is, all the other things are done by Arba Begadim, right? Uvamehu Nikr, the only part he puts it on Shemona Begadim is after he does those avodos that come after the Tamid, right? Then he puts back on the Shemona Begadim. But the avodos, the original, the first avodos are done by Arba Begadim. The Hagrola, whatever, all that is by Arba Begadim. Uvamehu Nikr, Shu Kohen Gadol Meolam. How is it ever Nikr that he was ever a Kohen Gadol? He's being mishamish in the same begadim that the regular kohen is mishamish for begadim. Veheichen yotzam mehed yotos shitei avodas hayom nasas bekohen gadol. When did he become kohen gadol? So Mordechai says ba'avne ba'osan dalad begadim atzvan yesh heker lakuna gadola. The four begadim that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur show that he's a kohen gadol, because even though the mitznefes and the what's it called, the michnasayim and the ksones are all the same. They're all made out of linen, and that's what a regular kohen gadol wears. A regular kohen wears the belt is different, because the belt, according to this man the Omer, of the regular kohen is made of kilayim, like the kohen gadol's belt the whole year is kilayim. But on Yom Kippur, the belt of the kohen gadol when he wears the arba begadim is only linen. So it's clear that he's a kohen gadol, because the kohen head never wore a linen belt. The avnet bosom dal begadim asin yeshekel lekuna gedola. Shavnet or shel kohen gadol vavodas shem kippurim shel boots. It's made of linen. Kedushiv avnet bad yachkor. The zeh ad achshav hayorav yelav b'shel kilayim. When he was a regular kohen, he wore a belt that was made out of wool and linen together. Just like that's the machlokas whether avnet or the Torah. What's clear in the Torah is the following: the kohen gadol when he wears his eighth begadim wears a belt that's made of kilayim. The kohen gadol, when he's mishamish in the four begadim and Yom Kippur, only wears a belt that's made out of linen. That's clear in the Torah. What's not clear in the Torah is what was the belt of a kohen hedyot all the time. Was it like the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, or was it like the kohen gadol all the time? It's machlokas. Havneto shel kohen gadol, who havneto shel kohen hedyot, and it was made out of kilayim, or no, it was made out of linen. That's the shayla. So if you hold it was made out of kilayim, the regular kohen gadol's, the regular kohen's belt, then when the kohen gadol put on his four begadim, he wasn't dressed like a kohen hedyot, because his belt was different. So then, that in itself was mechanechim, because he was wearing the begadim of a kohen gadol. So putting on the begadim of a kohen gadol is good enough. Hanich lemandi omer avneto shel kohen gadol zehu avneto shel kohen hedyot. That's only good according to the man the Omer holds that during the year a kohen hedyot wore a belt of kilayim. So the kohen gadol when he wore a belt of linen on Yom Kippur was wearing something different than a kohen hedyot. Ela lemandi the Omer avneto shel kohen gadol lo zehu avneto shel kohen hedyot, that a kohen hedyot the whole year wore only a belt of linen. So then the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur was exactly in the begadim of a kohen hedyot. He dressed like a regular kohen hedyot, so there's nothing that's marked him to be a kohen gadol. So how could that be the mechinuch? Michael and Neymar, Amravaya lo veshmona. No, he puts on for a short time his eight begadim before he starts doing any avodah. Even though the next avodah he's going to have to do is avodah shel makipurim and has to be with four begadim, he puts on all eight begadim umahapech bitzinora, and he turns over one of the avarim that's on the mizbeach already from the tamid. He turns it over to make it burn faster. That's called an avodah. A zar who turns over one of the evarim on the mizbeach that's already on the mizbeach and it's burning, and he makes it burn a little bit faster, that's called an avoda. And a zar that did avoda is chayiv misa. So mele, it's called an avoda for the kohen gadol. So he's mischanech by doing a little bit of avoda in the korban atamid, even though it's finished. How did he do? He makes a little part of the korban atamid burn a little faster in his eight begadim. That makes him the kohen gadol. Now he takes off the eight begadim and he starts to do the avoda that's meyuchad to the kohen gadol, because he's the kohen gadol now. Where it says hanich rashi hanich lemandi yom rav neto shol kohen gadol shol kol yomos hashana hayeshol kilayim the sivas avnei sheish mosav v'tchelas zehu avnei shol kohen hedyot she'ein chilek b'avnoteihem. There's no difference in the belts of the kohen hedyot and the kohen gadol the whole year. Ika hekeir of Yom Kippurim ba'avni. Then on Yom Kippur, there's a heker that this is a kohen gadol because he's wearing a linen belt, and no kohen hedyot ever wore a linen belt. They only wore belts of kilayim. The fish avneto shol kohen gadol mishtana b'Yom Kippurim yoshal boots. But eleman the omer lekamen avneto shol kohen gadol b'chol hashanah zlo zu who shall hedyot. But according to the omer we're going to bring down later that holds that the avnate of the kohen gadol was different than the avnate of the regular kohen the whole year. And the avnate of a regular kohen the whole year was only linen, right? So then, if the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is like a regular kohen during the year, so how can you differentiate between him and a regular kohen? He's wearing the same belt that a regular kohen wears the whole year. Shehedit shabutz nimtzu avnateim shavim biyom kippurim. Yom Kippur, the avnate is going to be the same. The kohen gadol is going to be wearing the same clothing exactly as a kohen hedyot wears the whole year. So he's not nikkur to be the kohen gadol. Maybe he's a kohen hedyot just standing over it.
Wasn't the hat different?
What?
The hat.
Oh, so the hat, pashtis, nigbas, and mitznefes, even though the Rishonim will say that they look differently. One was like a turban and one was like a hat, right? Like a magician's hat, you know, pointed. But that wasn't me'akiv, right? It wasn't me'akiv. Some Rishonim hold that they're the exact same thing, nigbas and mitznefes, except they were 12 different. The Ramban says no. Mitznefes was more down, like a baker's hat. And the other one was more of a mikbas, was high. But that wasn't an ikuv. Didn't have to be like that. Happened to be that, but that wasn't something that was an ikuv, that if a kohen hedyot wore a pointed hat, and a kohen gadol wore the baker's hat, was also okay. What was a hat? So therefore, even according to Mandi Omer, says they look different, but there was no halachic difference between them. They didn't have to look like that. That happened to be the way that they looked at. But that wouldn't differentiate halachically a kohen gadol from a kohen hedyot. Before he starts the Avodas Hayom, which is in the four begadim, and now we're the exact same begadim that a kohen hedyot wore the whole year, everything of linen, right? Lo veishmona, he put on especially the eight begadim, the yafof mizbeach achitzon, and the outer mizbeach where the korban atamid, the parts were burning. He would take a fork and move one of the pieces so it would burn a little bit faster. Right, he would take an iron fork, right, one of these barbecue forks. By turning it over, he made it burn faster. That's called avoda. The avoda he could rafuna. The nimsesh in eschanich lekohuna gedola called him lechein. So that was his chinuch to be kohen gadol, and now he could go and do the avoda of Yom Kippur because now he's the kohen gadol. But tzinora b'mazlik, tzinora is a fork. Chayiv misa mishum v'hazor hakarev yumas. The halacha is any zor that does avoda is chayiv misa. This is called avoda, and therefore if a zor does it, it's chayiv misa. Alma krovei avoda have the avoda. Anything that brings something closer to the tachlis of the avoda. The avoda was to put it on the mizbeach. Hector chalov and vevorim. If you make it faster, even though you didn't put it on the mizbeach, but you made it go faster, that's also called called avoda. The what? Yeah, he was. Okay, so they asked, but that, since that was not something, the fellows I asked, all the avodas of that day, from Truma Sadeshin and Amram, had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. but it wasn't an avoda that was meyuchad to Yom Kippur. It was an avoda that there happened to be a halacha that he had to do it that day, but it wasn't, didn't become avodas Yom Kippurim. So that couldn't be what's it called. That could still be mechanechim. But the avodas of meyuchad, there wasn't halacha. There wasn't a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to do this thing. It was a separate halacha, right? That lemaisa, his avodas ma'akid. But it wasn't the same thing as avodas Yom Kippurim. Those were special avodas. This was a regular avodah, except there was a halacha that on this day, the same guy who did the special avodas had to do the regular avodah too. That's a different cloud.
But if I had you do it,
it's possible.
So, if he wasn't the Kohen Gadol yet,
yeah,
then he was a hedgeist.
Right.
And so it should be possible.
No, but there was nothing possible. Now he's doing avoda, but it wasn't an avoda that what's it called that was necessary. So it didn't pass anything. If you didn't weren't what's it called turn over that Ivarim, right? So he didn't pass anything, but he did an avoda in the Talmud, which made him now Kohen Gadol. Right? In other words, if he would have done the Korban at Talmud without being Kohen Gadol, that'd also be okay. Because since it's not an avoda meyuchad to Yom Kippur, he could become the Shchanach at the same time. Now he wasn't the Kohen Gadol yet. Right, and he did an avoda on the Korban HaTamid, but not an avoda that even was possible. The Korban HaTamid, he didn't do it. It was okay. He just did something to make himself going godless.